Hi.
Where am I going to put this?
Hello, love. I'm Sarah Powell, and I just want to celebrate the Sarah of yesterday, my former self, for making chocolate cornflake cakes. That's what we did yesterday. So I was trying to buy some good cereal for the babies. So I bought these cornflakes, and they're organic, they're gluten-free, the grain's been harvested in a full moon, you know, something like that. Super high-end cornflakes. No one likes them. Louis won't go near them. Nancy's like, no, I just want Weetabix. So it's a battle that I've fought and I've lost. So I was like, well, what are we going to do with them? Because they're just hanging around. So I decided the best thing to do was to smother them in little milk chocolate and make them into cakes. And I'm thrilled that I did. We didn't have any golden syrup, which came as a bit of a shock to me, actually. You know, when you can see it in your mind. And also a tin of golden syrup. I mean, that could be there for 25 years. That could just sit there. But we didn't, so I had to make do with maple syrup, which I thought lent a nice hint to proceedings, actually. So I've just had one of those. Very hard to just have one. Also, they're very small, aren't they? They're very, very small. So I will be having another. I'm currently awaiting a parcel. I'm sort of two thirds into the window that they've given me. It was a very large window. Actually, 9:40 until 1:40. You know, normally they give you an hour, and it's always something very exact, like your delivery's coming between 11:22 and 12:22 today. So I risked it earlier, went for a walk. I mean, that is me living on the edge. That's as dangerous as I get. A luxury to me now is putting the dishwasher on when it's not quite full. Right, that's as outrageous as I get. So I went out for a walk, didn't miss the parcel, obviously was frantically checking. So right now, I mean, it could come at any moment at all. And this is where Peggy comes into her own, because there are a lot of parcels, a lot of people that I would not know were at the door if it wasn't for Peggy losing her tiny mind. She just did it before I came to speak to you. Sadly, it was just a flyer. So yeah, at the time of recording, no parcel. It's an outfit for my brother's wedding, which I said I wasn't going to do. I was going to go shopping in my own wardrobe. I was going to see what I've got. And I've caved at the last minute and gone for it. So we'll see. Thank you so much for being here on a particularly dull episode. And that really is saying something, isn't it? I love you very much. And I will see you next time for Elevenses with me.